Now on Press TV, Indonesian authorities say the AirAsia plane that crashed into the Java Sea last Sunday was flying on an unauthorized schedule. Meanwhile, two big parts of the plane have reportedly been found. Rescue workers have so far recovered 30 corpses as well. The black box of the plane still remains missing. Israeli forces have fired live ammunition and tear gas at Palestinian protesters demonstrating against the ongoing Israeli settlement building and the separation wall in the occupied territories. Scores of Palestinians suffered temporary asphyxiation from the tear gas. The rally was organized by the Popular Resistance Committee. An unarmed 23-year-old Palestinian man has been shot dead by Egyptian soldiers on the border with Gaza. The victim was reportedly trying to enter Egypt through an off-limit area in Rafah. Egyptian officials say three other people who were also trying to enter the country were arrested. Syrian government forces have launched attacks on insurgent positions in the village of Fua in the northwestern province of Idlib. Army troops managed to destroy a building used by militants as their headquarters. The village lies near the militant stronghold of Binish. ISIL kidnaps at least 170 men from two villages in Iraq's northern province of Kirkuk. Both villages are still under the control of the Takfiri terrorists. The militants are reportedly on a manhunt for those responsible for burning two ISIL flags in the area. Thousands of Hungarians have staged a protest rally in the capital, Budapest, against the policies of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The protesters slammed the government for its failure to tax internet use, close economic ties with Russia, and suspected corruption among top officials. The United States has imposed fresh sanctions on three North Korean entities and 10 individuals. The White House says the measure was taken in response to what it called North Korea's provocative actions, including the recent cyber attack on Sony Pictures. Pyongyang denies the allegations. A new study by American researchers claims that bad luck plays a major role in some cancer cases. Now it says two-thirds of adult cancers are caused by random mutations in the tissue cells, and that it's wrong to assume that there are things such as good genes that may prevent getting cancer.